Bullock County commissioners met one day later, due to the July 4 holiday, on Wednesday, July 5, 2023 for their bi-monthly meeting. The commissioners returned to the Bullock County Annex where they christened their newly renovated and expanded commission chambers. The meeting space has increased seating capacity for citizens to now over 100, up from 40 before, and includes the latest audiovisual technology. Bullock County Commission expanded meeting room. Dwayne Grice. Tom Couch, Bullock County Manager, presented a certificate of appreciation from Governor Brian Kemp to retired Commissioner Walter Gibson. Walter and Dale Gibson with the commission. Dwayne Grice. Zoning agenda. Approved 1. VALNOC, LLC has submitted an application to rezone 76.7 acres from AG5, agricultural 5 acres, to R25, residential 25,000 square feet, for the purpose of a single-family residential subdivision. The property is located on Anderson Cemetery Road and Clifton Road, parcel No. 110-000-16-000. Joey Maxwell with Maxwell Reddick Associates spoke on behalf of the rezone. Approved 2. Shannon Hurd has submitted a rezone application requesting to rezone 0.4 acres from R15, single-family residential 15,000 square feet, to R2, two-family residential 15,000 square feet, for the purpose of constructing one duplex housing structure. The property is located at 101 Dodd Circle, parcel number MS68000030000. Approved 3. Eagle Village Development, LLC has submitted an application to rezone 20 acres from R2, two-family residential 15,000 square feet, to MHP, Manufactured Home Park, for the purpose of expanding current Manufactured Home Park. The property is located on Eagle Boulevard, parcel number 104-000010-000. Jerry Jennings spoke on behalf of the rezone. Approved 4. Timmy and Julie Rushing have submitted an application to rezone 44.5 acres from AG5, agricultural 5 acres, to HC, highway commercial, with the intent to operate a recreational vehicle park and campground. Property is located at 16200 HWY46, parcel No. 128-000053-000. John Dotson with Maxwell Reddick Associates spoke in favor of the rezone and conditional use change. Approved 5. Timmy and Julie Rushing have submitted a conditional use application requesting to operate a recreational vehicle park and campground. The property is located at 16200 HWY46, parcel No. 128-000053-000. Approved all. Consent agenda. 1. Resolution to confirm the name of County Road No. 520. Bullock County GIS has requested clarification on the name of County Road No. 520. According to deeds and plats in the real estate records of Bullock County, there is some evidence that the name of County Road No. 520 has in the past been considered to be Old Black Creek Road. 2. Approve and ratify a Memorandum of Understanding by and among the Development Authority of Bullock County, CG Statesboro, LLC, and Hannon Systems Alabama Corp. The Development Authority has entered into the attached MO with CG Statesboro, LLC and Hannon Systems Alabama Corp. for the location of a project in Bullock County to supply vehicular HVAC components for Hyundai. The Development Authority, CG Statesboro, LLC, and Hannon Systems Alabama Corp. are the parties to the MO, but the Board of Commissioners and Board of Tax Assessors have been requested to acknowledge the MO and agree to applicable provisions. As an inducement for location of the project in Bullock County, the MO includes a 100% abatement of county ad valorem taxes for 10 years. The tax abatement does not include school taxes or taxes for the county's fire district. In order to meet the closing schedule for this project, it was necessary to execute the signature pages prior to this meeting. 3. Approve an economic development agreement by and among the Development Authority of Bullock County and Ecoplastic America Corp. The Development Authority has entered into the attached economic development agreement with Ecoplastic America Corp. regarding a project in Bullock County. The Development Authority and Ecoplastic America Corp. are the parties to the agreement, but the Board of Commissioners and the Board of Tax Assessors have been requested to acknowledge the agreement and agree to applicable provisions. You will recall that the Board of Commissioners and Board of Assessors previously approved a Memorandum of Understanding related to this project on February 21, 2023. 4. Accept a grant award from FEMA for the Bullock County Fire Department. Authorize the county manager to accept an Assistance to Firefighters grant award and execute necessary agreement and documents. 5. Motion to grant an alcoholic beverage license for retail beer and wine sales to Nidhi Rajnikant Patel, J. Gajanana LLC, located at 3180 U.S. Highway 25, Statesboro, Georgia, 30461. 6. Motion to grant an alcoholic beverage license for retail beer and wine sales to Amruth I.P. Patel, Neil 2022 LLC, located at 21196 U.S. Highway 80 East Statesboro, Georgia, 30461. NEW Business. Approved 1. Motion to approve a bid and enter into a contract with Ellis Wood Contracting for the Antioch Church Road Paving Project, in the amount of $184,750, to be funded by TSPLOST and SPLOST-13. Public comments. Bill Emley spoke on behalf of the Bullock County Senior Citizens, which he said number over 1,400. He discussed what a burden the increase on property taxes place on senior citizens. He said they are having to dip into their life savings to meet this increase. He asked what the commissioners are doing differently to plan funding for future projects. Lawton Sack praised Mrs. King and Mrs. White for providing information he had requested regarding the budget. He then asked for the unapproved minutes for planning and zoning to be added to the website before commissioners approved them at their regular meeting. He asked for them to consider a 1% sales tax increase instead of a property tax increase. He also asked that they spread out the public meeting for the upcoming mileage increase. Len Fatica, chair of the Bullock County Democratic Party, wanted to clarify something that was put in the paper stating that the local Democratic Party wanted to put non-voting members on the Board of Elections. That is not the case. He is open to expanding the board with voting members. Commissioner Timmy Rushing asked for Mr. Sack to come to the podium and he asked what his current position with the Board of Elections is. Sack responded by saying that he is the current secretary of the Board of Elections and he also serves as the chair of the local Republican Party. He went on to say that according to Georgia code, an officer of the local party cannot serve as chair of the local election board. There is nothing that says a board member cannot serve as an officer on both. He has no plan to resign from either the Board of Elections or the local Republican Party. Commission and staff comments. Tom Couch, county manager, is beginning to work on the commissioner's local legislative agenda. He reported that they are very close to reaching an agreement with Bryan County regarding the water and sewer agreement for Hyundai and Southern Bullock County. He discussed some updates to ordinances that they are working on that will be presented at a future meeting. Executive session, real estate. Approved. After a brief executive session, commissioners voted to enter a contract to purchase 2 acres of land from Neil Property between T.R. Smith Road and Old Highway 46 for $60,000. Click here for full agenda and attachments. Live stream of meeting.